This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians, it's that easy. You've got a three-man Junks show this AM. My name is Cakes. That's not my birth name. That's a goofy radio nickname. At Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. At Cakes Flops on your Instagram. John Paul Flame is here too.
29 years later, you're still complaining about it, and yet you embraced it with your social media nickname. So,
what are you gonna do?
It's a goofy, deep down. I think you like it.
Could be better. Eric Pickle is here too.
I think it's a great nickname. By the way, something popped on the board. And it's, the sound is just blasting my ears.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, Drav, if you want to check it or something. Something popped.
Something wacky with the machinery.
Yeah, I mean, these headphones, you can't adjust them. I have them as low as they can.
Gotcha.
Something wacky with my computer. Everything is vertical now, and I can't figure out how to change it.
That doesn't look great.
It's not like my phone. It doesn't just change.
I want you to do the rest of the show with your
up there computer. It is. Finally registered.
I've never seen that before. It happens with your phone, obviously, when your phone gets turned sideways. I've never seen everything on your computer.
You do me a favor, Cakes?
Yeah.
Can I take your jack? I want to try it in this jack, see if it works. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I just want to test.
Do what you got to do.
No, give me your adapt. Oh, that doesn't come off.
Yeah, it doesn't come off.
All right, see if does it sound normal here.
Okay? Hold on. He's
ready?
Plugging into his side.
Take them off your can because it might hurt
your ears. It's
not going
to matter. My hearing's bad already. Oh, that's really loud.
Yeah.
Like, that's the loudest thing I've ever heard.
And I have it on zero, so something's not right.
Something weird with that side of the board. We'll have to get Roger in here. Or you can plug in further down at one of the other jacks here at the studio.
Let's see if that. Sorry.
Always some sort of technical issue here and there. Now it sounds like mine aren't even on because yours was so loud that it blew my ears out.
This one's not great either, but it's better.
There we go.
It's better. Anyway, sorry.
It's all
on.
Good.
It's just you get distracted when things get out of whack.
No worries. Did not mention that it is an open line Thursday.
That's right.
800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You're welcome to call us throughout the show. That means you can do it now. You can do it in the last segment. You can do it throughout. You can talk about Commanders free agency. You can talk about the heater that the Caps are on. We could do Junkies hypotheticals. We could just dispense invaluable life advice. You can do all those things.
Have you been watching any of the college basketball tournaments?
Haven't really checked in yet. Let me know when the real tournament starts. I'm not that big. I'm honestly not that big.
But you're wearing your Maryland hat. You don't want Maryland to take down the Big Ten
this
title.
This is my Whip Snakes lacrosse hat.
Oh,
now, of course,
I just saw Maryland.
See, the Whip Snakes lacrosse club. Of course,
got
I'm rooting for the Terps. They've got the double bye, so they get to kick their feet up for a few rounds. So let me know when they play.
Tomorrow, 6:30.
and then let me know when the real tournament starts.
Are you officially more a Terps fan than a Tigers fan? Because I was telling you, I happened to log not much time with it.
Towson Tigers?
Yes.
It's not, I mean,
like 5 minutes with it.
No,
but you realize Towson was the one seed in their tournament, EB.
That's my alma mater.
But they were playing Delaware.
I got enlightened.
Delaware, I believe, was the 12 seed and knocked them off. And I was, you know, it was on ESPN or ESPN2 or something like that. I happened to log it, and I was like, I wonder if Cakes even checks out his how his former team is doing.
The 12 seed knocked off Towson is what you're saying?
Yes.
I knew what happened, but if you're asking me who I follow more, it's not even close.
Well, I know who you follow more at this point, and all your kids went to Maryland. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. But if they were to play each other, I mean, you had roommates who were on the Towson team.
I did. That's correct, yeah.
And that was when they were making the tournament. Mm-hmm. And now I guess there's some sort of resurgence here where they entered that tournament as the one seed.
Yeah.
Now they got upset.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. That's what I was asking.
He doesn't care.
I mean, I'm 30 years removed from going to school there. And I root for them. I root for them to do well. I don't want them to get embarrassed by losing to a 12 seed.
He doesn't even know what's going on. I mean, barely. He didn't
care. But the team that I follow is the one in College Park.
Right, the big silly.
Yeah, the big silly. I mean, look, I went to a small school that had a pretty good basketball program when I was there. They've had fits and starts over the 30 years, but it's not like following like a Big Ten or an ACC school. Like, that's just a different level. And since my kids have gone to Maryland, I've just glommed on to the Terps. It's natural.
It's like a mid-major.
It's like in my backyard. It's 20 minutes from my house. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the short answer is, don't really follow Towson basketball that closely.
That was a weird question by JP.
And I thought a weird question. This is alma mater.
He doesn't mention Towson ever.
I know, but every once in a while, they get on the national scene in a tournament like that, and I'm just wondering if he gets like a little Tiger pride.
I mean, I get a little bit, but it's not a big thing.
If
they're in the big silly,
I would dial in and I'd break out my Towson sweatshirt. Yeah. Sure, I do all those things.
You do have one?
I do have one. Yeah,
you saved one.
I have one. No, I got one recently.
Oh, really?
I wish
you didn't have one before.
No, I did, but I mean, am I saving a college sweatshirt from 30 years ago? I actually wish I did because I had the silly standard gray champion hoodie that said Towson across the top. And when I went there, it was known as Towson State. Before they're like, oh, we need to fancy up our name and drop the state out of the title. I don't understand why schools do that. I guess they just feel that there's a stigma when you attach state to your university name for whatever reason. Anyway, they're now known as Towson University, which they have been for like 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I still had that hoodie, but I don't. Don't know where that wound up.
Is Byron here today or no? Because he's been here for a few days.
Adam Pohl is doing the updates. I saw him tweet that he's at the tournament covering Mount St. Mary's, where he is the play-by-play voice, and he's doing updates from the road.
So Byron came in here and he said he did one of the conference tournaments, and I think, was he doing VATEC? Or no, he was just giving anecdotes of all these schools you're not allowed to call them VATEC. You got to call them Virginia Tech. There were a couple kind of unique ones where one of them, they wanted you to actually use the initials.
Yeah, it was UNC Wilmington.
Yeah.
Like he had called them UNC Wilmington for 25 plus years. Now they want to be known as UNCW.
Yeah.
That's their branding.
It's like a weird thing.
Like Virginia Commonwealth. Like you don't call, nobody calls them Virginia Commonwealth University. It's too wordy. It's too many words. VCU.
VCU, right. Of
just
course.
That rolls off the tongue.
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
But some of these schools, you're just kind of known for what you're known for.
Yeah.
And then to change the branding of it,
mm-hmm.
it's just bizarre. What were you going to say, Valdez?
Oh, I was going to say, if you got to be watching the ACC tournament because Jim Boeheim is calling it.
Mm.
And him and Corey Alexander, they have like some feud going on.
Oh, they're going
they sniping at each other.
Oh, they are. They're taking subtle jabs at one another, and it's.
Hold on. So give me the dynamic.
Well, Bayon's a pretty snarky
guy. There's
got
to be like a play. Is this in the studio or during the game?
No, this is during the game.
So there's a play-by-play, and then there's two color commentators?
Yeah, there's like a straight guy, and then there's like Corey Alexander and Jim Boeheim.
Right.
And I'm watching the Pitt Notre Dame game, and then I watched the Virginia Tech. They play Cal the other day, and I'm watching both those games, and they hate one another,
and you
can feel the tension because like they just have the opposite viewpoint on everything.
Do you think? I mean,
Jim Boeheim is so snarky, He's getting to. He's also, I don't know what he's on.
He's got to be close to 80, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's probably 78, 80 in that range.
He's a cantankerous dude.
And he's talking about the U.S. buying Iceland. Like, it's just he's off the deep end.
Do you think Boeheim and Alexander have anything in common?
No. I mean, nothing.
I mean, Corey Alexander's around our age. I want to say maybe a few years younger. And it's like it's a generation gap.
No, it's the odd couple.
It's more than that.
It's so entertaining. It's more entertaining than the game.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing. I just typed up Jim Boeheim, Corey Alexander, and I see his Iceland comment, and then Corey Alexander said, "How did we get there? Let's talk about basketball."
Mm-hmm. No, but they're like they feud on everything about timeouts, fouls. I mean, it is very odd couple.
He's 80 years old. I mean, you give an 80-year-old a mic, you don't know what they're gonna say.
You know, and I'm glued to the TV trying to hear what he's going to say.
Come to my house if I make it to 80 and stick a mic in front of me. Who knows what I'm going to say?
Hey, he's unhinged. He's unhinged, and I love it.
I would guess most 80-year-olds are pretty close to being unhinged. Like, right?
He'll say whatever. He doesn't give an F.
He gives zero Fs.
I think EB, though, is all over it. He's always been snarky, cantankerous, whatever word you want to use about Jim Boeheim.
That's his nature. That's what he is.
Yeah, very grumpy.
Yeah. Didn't he also like run over some people or something?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think he did. He was leaving like some venue with his wife.
I'll have to look at the personal life.
Tragic car accident and then a little kind of shady circumstances.
Oh, yeah. 2019, he struck and killed a 51-year-old man who was standing near the side of the road.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can blame a guy like in the middle of the night when someone's standing on the side of the road. You could get clipped, but yeah, weird.
My daughter got clipped this week. Ooh. She's training for the LA Marathon, and she was running.
You're kidding.
She described it. Yeah, she saw it coming, kind of, like somebody was taking a turn, and she said that they were looking to the left, and then just started pulling over to the right and then hit her knee, and she kind of jumped on top of the hood. Oh. She didn't get that hurt, but...
I mean, it's ridiculous. Wasn't it
what you did to somebody when you were leaving the Fairfax studios
once? I was going like 2 miles an hour.
Well, I don't think she was hit like some crazy speed. She didn't have to go to the hospital or anything.
It sounds dicey. Be careful.
I would have gotten all of their information just in case my knees got all swollen like a watermelon. I'm calling them, and their insurance company to be paying all my bills.
She didn't sound too concerned.
I wouldn't be happy about it.
Was it like in the neighborhood? So was it like a little light?
I don't think it was in the neighborhood.
It was like a highway?
I don't know the roads. She was saying where she was. I wasn't computing with me. I mean, it's in L.A. I don't know the L.A. landscape that well.
Sounds to me like Kelsey needs to find a trail to run on.
She mostly does.
Instead of running out on the street.
That's the problem when you train for a marathon, as you guys know. You got to
run everywhere.
You're running everywhere to find ground.
When you're doing like those last long runs, but like
10, 20 miles. Yeah.
Yeah. You do the 19 or 20 miler. You got to hit some streets every once in a while. I'll never do those again.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris Farley. I just can't.
It's over.
Too old.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to run 26.2 miles again.
He just ran one in Tokyo.
I saw that.
Yeah, he
gets on a flight for 14 hours to go run for 26.2 miles.
Looked like he had the time of his life.
I'm sure he had a great time. Yeah. That's his Super Bowl. That's his Nirvana.
Different strokes for different folks,
absolutely,
buddy.
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to get into the latest free agency signings for the Washington Commanders. So stay tuned. And also coming up, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 7 a.m. as they're on their West Coast swing. Got that first win against Anaheim. And Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. He'll join the show coming up at...
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
9 a.m. Caps head coach Spencer Carberry will join us in just about 40 minutes. That's at 7 a.m., so you don't want to miss that. The Commanders were busy again yesterday with a bunch of signings. Let's take you through them quickly here. The biggest one, the most impactful, has to be Marcus Mariota re-signing a one-year, $8 million deal. EB and I were talking about this during the break. It's great to be a backup quarterback in the league. Now, it's great to be a starting quarterback where you're making 40, 45, 50, maybe 60 million. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But also great is Marcus Mariota's situation where he's just going to float around for however many more years, however long he wants to play, up until he's about 40-ish years old.
Well, he's still fairly young.
He's pretty young.
I mean, he could probably do this 10 years.
So, yeah, he's just going to keep getting 1 and 2 year deals, this one for $8 million. To back up Jaden Daniels.
But I wouldn't minimize what he did last year.
No, he was very good when he was called upon.
When he came in, he threw 4 touchdown passes without an interception.
Yep.
I mean, his quarterback rating was 131. I know it was only 44 passes, but he fits in seamlessly to the offense. He knows it. I think this is a valuable signing. We saw Jaden Daniels get injured, not miss time, but you worry given his frame, and I don't think it's going to change. So last year, fortunately, he played the whole season. But there might be a situation where you might need to lean on somebody like a Marcus Mariota for 3 or 4 games, and I think you have good confidence in him that he knows the system and can deliver. I mean, again, very small sample size. He got into 3 games. Completed 77% of his passes in those 3 games. And you know he can do a little something with his legs.
No, he was very effective. I like the re-signing. I'm surprised there wasn't a bigger market for him, or maybe he just wants to be here.
I guess the league got tired of giving him chances as a starter. But you know, if I was one of these teams like the Colts who gave money to Daniel Jones, I don't know. Is Daniel Jones better than Marcus Mariota? Maybe. But you would have thought he would have been in the mix, but it seemed like the league had decided already. You know what? You're in the backup bag.
Right. That's kind of where he fits at this point in his career.
I think it's a great fit all the way around, and I'm happy because I know Jaden's happy. So I want my quarterback to be happy, Cakes.
Yep, sure. Why
wouldn't
you?
That's my quarterback.
Of course, that's your guy.
That's my quarterback you're talking about.
All right, some of the other signings for the Commanders. Eddie Goldman, big defensive tackle, comes over from the Atlanta Falcons on a one-year deal.
These are all depth guys, right?
He's kind of had a bit of an odyssey in the NFL. He's 31 years old. He entered as a second-round pick back in 2015. known primarily as a run stopper, which we know that this team needs.
Doesn't he retire all the time?
Well, he had 5 years in the starting lineup. Then he opted out of the 2020 season because of COVID, but then came back and played 14 games in 2021. Then he decided to retire and miss the next 2 years, only to come back last year with the Falcons.
That's pretty impressive that you can bow out of one season, which is sort of understandable. The unknowns, people didn't know what was going on. Retire for 2 years.
Yep.
And then come back and play like he did last year.
I guess
and I think he played in all 17 games, didn't he?
If you're in good enough shape, yeah, you played 17 games.
It's pretty incredible.
Including 10 starts with the Falcons.
So, I mean, he's out of football for 2 years.
Right.
And comes back and plays 17 games.
With Goldman and Kinlaw added to the defensive line, it appears they're really focusing on getting run stoppers.
Oh, yeah. They want to beef
bigger.
Up that interior.
They're getting bigger.
Stop the run. Both these guys, Kinlaw and Goldman, over 320 pounds.
Right.
Get some big dudes.
Big, massive human beings.
I think they know exactly what they're trying to do.
Yep. So he gets a one-year deal as well. That it seems like Adam Peters, he's either going to give you, if you're really valuable to him, he's going to give you that three-year deal like Kinlaw got. Almost everybody else.
If you're younger.
Younger, sure. But almost everybody else gets a one-year deal, especially if you're north of 30.
That's the thing. I think the guys that are over 30, they all got one-year deals except for Tunsil. And that's just because Tunsil was already under contract. And he's in a position where those guys can play for a long time.
So Jonathan Jones also gets signed. He's a corner, former Patriot, comes over also on a one-year deal. So he's going to be a part of the secondary.
He's another guy, super experienced. And especially, I know Kime mentioned it on his pod that I listened to, that, you know, you're getting two guys that I believe were there when they made Super Bowl runs. I don't want to swear to that, but I thought that's what I heard John say.
He's 31. I just don't know how to distinguish Jonathan Jones from the guys they had this year, like Noah Igbe or Davis.
Well, hopefully he's better than Davis, because Davis was, I mean, that guy just got beat like a drum.
No, he was terrible. Kime pointed out that they played for Belichick, and DQ has a good relationship with Belichick, and for sure there was probably some base touching to just confirm they're getting what they think they're getting with these guys.
So as Jones comes in, the BSJ era, St. Juiced, he departs, goes and signs a deal with the Chargers.
I actually am happy for him. I know he's like, for amongst the fan base, the diehards, he's like target number one. I thought he wasn't great, but I thought he was always kind of in there, just couldn't make a play on the ball. It's kind of, I don't know, I just thought he was a little bit too maligned. He wasn't great, but I'm glad he finds a spot. Did they give him any money at all?
I didn't see the terms of his deal, but
probably just got like minimum deal.
I'd
something
have to
similar.
Look that up. So St. Juiced out of the picture. You'll never see him donning the burgundy gold ever again.
Yeah. It's fine. Again, I thought a lot of times he was there, just couldn't make a play on the ball. Like, his ball skills were fairly mediocre. And when you look at the track record of the fact that I think he's got like one or two more interceptions in like his whole life than Mike Marr.
Right.
It's like kind of amazing.
One interception with the Commanders.
Mike Marr gets a lot of comps on this show.
I think he had like none in college or one or something. Like he just never, you know, could make a play on the ball.
All right, the last signing from yesterday, they like poaching New England Patriots. Say hello to Dietrich Wise, your newest defensive end.
Yeah.
He also signs a one-year deal worth up to $5 million to help provide some pass rush to the Commanders. He's got 34 career sacks. He's 6'5", 280. He spent his entire career in New England. And fun fact, I believe his younger brother had a stint with the Commanders a few years ago.
Daniel? They're related?
I think it was Daniel Wise.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It runs in the family tradition, playing for the Commanders. Dietrich Wise should help at defensive end.
Right now, if you were to look at a depth chart, I'm looking at a depth chart on ESPN, they have him penciled in as a starter.
Right.
You know, Dante Fowler is still out there. We've talked about him. They didn't sign Farrell.
We'll
see what they do to add depth, but they don't have many guys on at that position at the defensive end.
Yeah. It's also interesting that Noah Brown is still out there. I just wonder if he's healthy enough to play. I
hope he is, because then I win a bet with JP. I'm betting on Noah Brown.
Being brought back.
just to be signed by the Commanders. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I just need that. But I'm thinking, if I'm Adam Peters, am I in a real rush to sign Noah Brown?
Right.
Like, is there a big market for him?
Probably not.
Probably not. So right, I can just take my time with him.
If there are any early risers that are up what's out on the road, I want to hear from you. Or you're just waking up and you're one of these, the two people that actually listen to the radio. Call in. I want to hear your take. I know a lot of people were complaining yesterday that they're just signing like old bums, essentially. It's kind of the drift that people were thinking. They were not. People don't seem to be overly thrilled, but I think that's where you are in like day three of free agency. As we talked about, the marquee names are gone. Now you're filling in the gaps in your roster. I don't have a problem with it. I think I understand what they're doing. So again, I'm cool.
In day three of free agency, you're not going to be hitting home runs. This is when you're hitting the slappy singles to try to just round out your roster.
Doesn't it feel like the $94 million or whatever they had for the cap? Doesn't it feel like it went pretty quick?
Yes.
Like,
let me check. I'll check the over the cap.
You still have to save money for your draft picks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And they could, but again,
yeah, but it's not like they're going to have a super high number, first round pick that's going to command a lot of money.
Yeah.
The Commanders, they know, according to overthecap.com, still have $32.5 million of cap space.
Yeah, I don't know. How much do you think they need for their draft picks? Like, that's a great question. 5 to 10 million or something? I mean, like, I don't think you need that much.
I don't think it's
for that particular year.
It's under 10.
Yeah, it has to be under 10. So,
yeah.
They've got plenty of money left if they want to swing another deal.
I think some people, correct me if I'm wrong, it's impossible for me to keep track. I'm sorry, I'm not Adam Schefter. Hendrickson is still available.
He's still out there.
Yeah, so I think maybe some fans were clamoring and hoping maybe that they would pull the trigger on that.
I got a...
At wide receiver, you've got kind of everybody that's got flaws, right? Mark Cooper's still available. He kind of dud in Buffalo this year. Stephon Diggs available.
He's
coming off an injury. Keenan Allen seems like he's 100.
Mm-hmm.
But if they wanted Hendrickson, could they afford him? I mean,
I don't think they could.
I know that you would have to like finagle a bunch of people's salary, signing bonus.
I feel like they might be able to.
Here's
with what
they
have.
I think they could.
I think they could if they have
Neil
32
Greenberg
million.
Made a very good point yesterday on B. Mitch and Finley that the overall strength of the 2025 draft of the picks is not very high. So it makes sense that Peters is dealing away draft picks if they're relatively not very strong. So if he still has capital and he says, you know what, this draft isn't very good, why wouldn't I package a second round pick and some future picks for Trey Hendrickson?
No, I'm talking about the cap.
Like, yeah, I don't think they could afford him based on like Max Crosby's contract and Miles Garrett's contract.
You think he'll get more than 20 million?
Yes.
30 million is like the going rate, it sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, if it's 30 million, then maybe they can't.
And then you got to do some pencil whipping.
Well, couldn't they pencil whip it and make a little less that first year and then backload it?
There's always a way to finagle it. Now, you're going to pay for it down the road. Ask teams like the Saints and other teams that kick that salary cap can down the road. At some point, you have to pay. But I think it could be doable if he's just scrimping and saving for that one last big deal.
Right.
Could potentially happen.
Because he's got a lot of money for just draft picks. And minimum wage
guys.
He's
got $10 million for them for the draft.
Yeah, so if he's got $30 million, and let's just say Drabby's right, it makes sense to me. Just use your brain. If it's less than $10 million, what do you? I mean,
and there aren't that many draft picks.
What are you going to use the other $20 million on?
There aren't that many draft picks to pay because he's dealt a lot of them away. I mean, at least three of the picks are in round 7 or 6.
Yeah.
Correct.
Again, he's going to add a few
those
more.
Guys nothing.
But they're not going to be big money guys.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It doesn't seem like there's enough available for another luxury item.
There might not be. I still think they could do it, but maybe you're right. I'm not all knowing on that. I have no idea.
I don't consider 17 sacks a luxury. I feel like, especially with their dearth of pass rushers currently on the roster, it's almost a necessity.
Right.
Now, you're going to have to pay a lot for it. You're going to have to pay $30 million a season. Right. But do you want a guy who's capable of giving you 15-plus sacks? Because right now, they don't have that guy on their roster.
Right.
And I'm guessing they're not going to be able to pick him at 29.
Right.
Pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Well, Josh Sweat, who had half the production of Trey Hendrickson, signed a $76.4 million deal, 4-year contract. So, He was tickling that's the like, 20 million a year.
That's like 18, 19 million.
But it's half the production. But like right. I said, you know, you got Max Crosby signing a monstrous deal. I would assume Trey Hendrickson would want a similar deal to Max Crosby.
I'm pretty sure if they wanted to, they could make it work, but they may not want to. You know, I mean, Max Crosby
got $91 million guaranteed, 3 years, $106.5 million.
I mean, the last time we spent a bunch of money on the D-line, everyone complained about it. You don't want to have all your money tied up on your defensive line. So
yeah, I think they're fine.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, I think the biggest move was Marcus Mariota, and that's a backup. That's your crisis happens and you need a backup quarterback to get in, you're going with a top tier backup quarterback.
I don't know. I kind of think the is it Jones, the DB? I kind of think that one is kind of a big one. He's got a lot of experience. He's a little older guy, right? I think he's played over 100 some games, started maybe 70. Is that right? I saw that. I don't know. They say he's kind of in the same mold. He's only 31. And believe it or not, corners can play a little longer. He's kind of in the same mold as Sanistrel.
They're about the same size.
He's kind of versatile. You can play him inside or outside. Yeah. So that's, I don't know, I kind of like that. They can kind of plug and play, figure out who fits where best.
He's played in a lot of games. He's played in 132 games for the Patriots over 9 seasons, 71 starts.
And he's only 31.
Yeah, so he's very short, right?
Presumably he'll be 30. He's the same size as Sanistrel.
5'9". Hey, JP, let's go easy on the he's very short. Okay, he's,
for an NFL player.
He's in our height range. Yeah. Okay, he's short-ish. He's just, short adjacent.
Just don't get blown by. Just kind of fight and be there with your guy.
Right. Just don't, battle.
Don't be like Lattimore and have to just climb on top of the guy to stay with him.
You love bashing Lattimore.
Well, he's just not good.
He wasn't good for the stretch that he came over for the command.
Guys just run right past him.
Hopefully it's injury related.
He literally have to jump on it like a moving train to stay
like
with
him. He's riding a mechanical bull.
Yeah,
that type
he
of deal.
He couldn't keep up. He was tough. But
Jonathan Jones may end up being better, but I'm telling you, when they signed him, I was just like, okay, it's kind of like Michael Davis, who they brought in, who was a veteran, about the same age.
Listen,
maybe he's a little upgrade, and then I'm thinking,
it's fine.
You know, Noah Eye, who was okay.
No, I think Noah Eye was better than the others, but. None of these guys are pro bowlers. They're depth guys for sure. But sometimes you need good depth guys.
Look, their splash moves were Tunsil and Debo.
Those were the big ones. And Kinlaw. They signed Kinlaw to some pretty big money.
This is what I'm talking about. No one's calling it about the free agents. Now, maybe it's because they just don't know them because they're unknown guys.
Yeah.
They're not big name guys. But
it's March 13th. That's the off season.
I know. I saw.
Letting Adam Peters cook.
I know. I saw on social media a lot of people upset that they got older. They're like, actually, if you do the math, on the
veteran team,
they got older. So we'll see.
All right, if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do that on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Give us your input on the latest Commanders free agent signings. And don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Caps, will join us here on The Fan. Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
Couple things about this defensive end they brought in from the Patriots, Dietrich Wise.
Mm-hmm.
One, I read that he's a vegan.
Okay.
How many NFL players can be vegans? I gotta believe there's not many.
Vegan has got, that's a tough road to hoe,
especially
man.
If you gotta be that big.
Now, how's he getting his protein? That's a good question.
And number two, it says he's from, at least he was born in Suffolk, Virginia.
Okay.
I have no file on that. Where's that?
Suffolk, Virginia. I'm gonna guess that's like, I'm just going out on a limb. Maybe that's the Tidewater area. I really don't know. I've heard of Suffolk County, New York. Don't know anything about Suffolk, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I can't fill you in on that. But
he went to high school in Texas, so it's where he's born.
And Eddie Goldman is local as well. I think he went to Friendship Collegiate Academy here in D.C., if I remember reading that correctly. So he has local ties as well.
Or it's in the Hampton Roads region.
Yeah, so I was close. Yeah. I think that, that qualifies.
If you look at projected depth charts for Washington right now, this is Our Lad's version.
Love Our Lad's. I know so much.
JP was kind of trying to make the argument yesterday that they're just running it back with the same guys. I really don't think that. According to Our Lads, you've added three potential starters already, okay, in Kinlaw, Will Harris, and Jonathan Jones as your nickel, and then whoever comes in to fill in for Dante Fowler Jr. So 4 out of 11, that's not really running it back, I don't think.
By the way, I also think it's good for the Commanders if they want to re-sign Fowler. That I haven't heard any sniffs about him out on the market.
Yeah. I just don't know if I want a disgruntled guy like that back. Yeah, plus, if he sucked against Iran.
If you sign him to another one-year deal, then he's going to want to rack up the sacks again.
He can become non-gruntled by just paying him a little more.
Right.
Especially if nobody else is out there offering him a deal.
Yeah, I know. It just rubs me the wrong way, but I'm a feelings guy.
I would take another 10 and a half, 11 or 12 sacks for $6 million. Maybe if that's what his market
is. Maybe we'll get him on the cheap. And by the same token, if I was him, I might be stubborn.
And EB, in terms of the running it back comment, which I don't think is outrageous, Michael Phillips from 910 The Fan agreed. I know. Essentially, you're running it back.
I also disagreed with him.
Okay. It's fine. And
4 out of 11 of your base defense, I mean, that's 40% of your defense is turned over. So I don't know how that's.
They're always going to turn over, but they didn't get any. Like game-changing defensive players. They got game-changing offensive players. Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil are big-time impact players. Now they're filling in gaps.
Well, I think, but I also think that it seems like they're changing philosophy a little bit. They're trying to get bigger, that kind of thing. We'll see. This is Peter's second year. Molding this together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not used to this. I have bizarre faith in the local management, and I'm putting that for all teams other than Rizzo. Rizzo's like the only guy in town I've had faith in since freaking Charlie Casserly left.
I like that you have faith in my man Will Dawkins from the Wizards. That means you're putting faith in him too.
Well, I don't
despite
know if
the
I,
tear down of the I, rebuild. That's what that means.
I don't know if I phrased it correctly then. I think
he was trying to say that he really only has faith in Peters and Rizzo.
Yeah,
kind of. This guy you're looking at has faith in
the Caps
Will
have done
Dawkins.
A remarkable job. In fairness, the Caps have done a remarkable job over the last year. They're remarkable what they've done. I'm not talking about just what they've done, but what they did off ice to make the production on ice pay off.
Well, they've had They've had good front office stability for decades.
Yeah. So that's not fair. They should always be up there.
They're like the gold standard.
They should always be up there. But I actually have not loved what the Wizards have been doing for the last 30
years. Come on, give my man Will Dawkins and Michael Winger some love. Come on.
Smart guy. He's a great guy. I just hate the philosophy.
And I don't want to see you hopping back on the bandwagon in 4 years when they're Eastern Conference champions.
That'd be silly.
I don't want to see that.
Hopefully it happens faster than that. Let's go to the phones.
I'd walk you back on because, let's be honest, there would be plenty of room
plenty
on
of
the
seats.
Wizards bandwagon for late
hopper. You said you wanted
honors.
To touch the people, EB.
Yeah,
let's go to the phones.
See if people were, thankfully they responded. Let's go to Christian. Christian, what's up?
Hey, love the show.
Thanks,
man. Christian.
What do you think, bud?
I think that I would really like the Tunsil pickup. I mean, they definitely needed help on that O-line to protect Jaden.
Yeah.
And I think they need a bigger they need someone bigger on the D-line.
Well, that's what they've been doing.
Look at the size of Kinlaw and the guys that they're adding.
They're acquiring big-ass
Eddie Goldman
dudes.
Weighs like 325 pounds.
Now, that doesn't mean that they'll tackle anyone, but the philosophy, you can see what they're doing. Yeah.
But they need a bigger name on the D-line. Like, Kinshaw is a good player, but,
Well, I think that's JP's point, and maybe you're right. Maybe they need a superstar.
Which well, that's
they,
why we talked about
Trey Hendrickson. I mean, that would fit the bill.
How many segments?
Moving.
did we do about Myles Garrett and then Trey Hendrickson? Because we all thought that they needed to take a bigger swing at defensive end.
I got a slap single for the Commanders.
Oh, you
I feel
do?
Like he would be perfect.
You've got a guy?
Got a guy.
You got a guy's name?
Yeah. X-Raven.
X-Raven.
Okay.
Now he's a little long in the tooth right now.
Who is he thinking about?
I'm talking about Za'Darius Smith?
No. Calais Campbell.
Campbell.
He wasn't that guy 100? Like
he's old.
Really
he's
old.
He's very old.
He's old, but he's effective. He likes to see flops. He's a degenerate. he's still productive.
A 6'6" run stuffing defensive lineman.
He's not going to
not going to play every snap. He might get a couple pressures up the middle.
Okay, so you're saying as a depth guy,
big depth guy. I think he's perfect for it. And the best part is, the Commanders are in a position where they can sell these aging vets that are ring chasing to come aboard.
He's 38.
All right, let's go to DJ. I actually thought he was older than that.
38
hey, DJ.
Years old.
DJ, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
The fan base would lose their mind.
I think that a lot of the signings that they've signed are basically like roster fillers for mm-hmm. most of them.
Depth guys.
I'm not gonna say all of them. Yeah, depth guys. I'm not going to say that they're world beaters or anything like that. Like Jonathan Jones, he fills the spot. He fills the spot where, like you said, Michael Sanders Cecil and him are interchangeable. They can move from the nickel to the outside.
Right.
I still have faith in Marshawn Lattimore because, again,
he
came in the middle of the season and he was injured when he got here.
Right.
And the particular injury that he had, it was lingering throughout the whole season for him versus now where he's had time to rest it in throughout the whole offseason and coming into the offseason and offseason training to get itself back together to full shape and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I can wait on these guys because I have faith in the coaching staff and Adam Peters to get the right guy, whether it be through the draft or through the rest of free agency, to get somebody.
So you're okay. You like it. You like it. You're good.
I have faith in them because of what they did. They turned this whole team around.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've been since the last Super Bowl, I've been alive just that long to see them when they were good back then through the whole terrible years. So again, I have faith in them from what they turned around in this whole offseason.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call,
DJ. I think it's pretty obvious if they don't go out and sign one of these marquee ends. I mean, there's just a gaping hole there, and it's just like they're telegraphing to the world that's where they're going. In the first round.
First or second round pick has to be.
Somebody has to be.
Has pass rushing chops.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not in the first round, they think they're all kind of the same and then get them later, okay. But, I mean, that is a gaping hole they have right now in their defense.
Calais Campbell, he's been pretty consistent the last 3 years. 5.5, 6.5, and 5 sacks at an advanced age.
Well, that's just sprinkles on top of the ice cream.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just in there to...
And he's a DT. He's not like a defensive end.
And he's amazing on field goal blocks.
Okay.
Because he's so big.
Well, I mean, his wingspan
is 6'8", 280.
Yeah.
His wingspan's massive. You got to hit a 60-degree wedge to get it over that.
Right.
He's a big fella. He's been in the league since 2008.
Right.
What a run.
Let's go to Thomas in Woodford, Virginia. Thomas, what's up, man? What do you think? What did you think of yesterday's moves in particular?
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Thomas.
I like everything that's going on so far. I kind of was hoping they'd go out and get some more DBs. Like, I was really hoping to get Ward from San Fran. But, I mean, overall, I'd probably give him like a B-plus right now. Just hopefully when the season opens up, we'll see how everything plays out, and hopefully these guys can turn things around for us on a defense and stopping the run.
Right. Thank you, Thomas. All right, so he's okay with it, gives it a B-plus. I like that. If they wanted to sign a Calais Campbell, I guess, did Farrell go somewhere else or he's just not been re-signed?
I haven't heard him being signed anywhere.
I guess there still is room, you know? There's still room for another big-ass D-tackle?
Still have $32.5 million in cap space, so I'm sure Adam Peters is not done. We'll continue to give you the latest Commanders moves as they occur. When we come back, we'll switch over to hockey. We'll be joined by the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry, joins us next here on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.